Well, broken water pipes can cause expensive home headaches, and they happen most often in winter when pipes carrying water freeze, expand, and then burst.
Yep, but ironically enough, the pipe most susceptible to freezing, which of course is that outdoor hose faucet, is also the easiest to protect. With us to talk about that is Richard Rathui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
How are you?
We're well, and this is a problem that I have seen happen time and time again over the years. When I was a professional home inspector, you could always see a home where you had several old hose bibs and then one that was brand spanking new,
yeah.
And you know it wasn't because they wanted to do an upgrade.
That's right.
Because it actually froze. How do these frostproof faucets work, and do they really stop freezing?
Well, the standard, and by the way, they don't. There's not an issue when they freeze. It's an issue when it thaws.
Oh, is that right?
And the water, once they freeze,
that's
the water
true.
Doesn't come out. It's just a big block of ice. But oh my goodness, the first thaw and the house is just throwing
totally
water
flooded,
through the
side. Right.
So frostproof silcocks are beautifully ingenious, and that is the standard outdoor faucet has a handle, and right below the handle is the washer. And so that means right below the washer, water is sitting in harm's way where a cold freeze could come and split the faucet. Now, the faucet is made out of metal. It's a brass, and so that brass will split readily. The difference with a frostproof, it's as if you had that handle and then a very long stem or thread that came down and put that washer back 10, 12, or 14 inches inside the building.
So you're actually holding the water back, so to speak.
That's right.
The conditioned space.
That's right. And what's so wonderful about these is it means you could go out and wash your car on a day that was suddenly nice. You could, you know, just above freezing. You don't have to think about remembering to do it. But, you know, everybody worries, lives in fear. Oh, I didn't call, or I didn't get the turned off in time, and
right.
The first frost comes. So it would be great if they were a standard thing in cold weather, cold climates, you know.
But they're just not?
They're just not. Well, just the cost is just more money than a basic one. So we do them all the time. We always love it. I actually showed on Ask This House last year a hot and a cold one on the outside of the house, and that was just fantastic. So now you could wash the car, wash the dog, you do anything with a hot and cold frostproof silcock on the outside of the house.
So then no more turning off the water supply to that bib.
That's right.
Which, you know, in my house, it's in a closet behind like the laundry room that I store all the holiday decorations in.
Yeah.
I have to pull out like a million boxes to get back there just to turn this bib off.
So the question is, if you want to put one in after the fact, if it's in an exposed basement, it's pretty straightforward. Then it's just going to be, you're going to have to use a torch, so you need some basic skills around plumbing, but then it's just to turn the water off to the old one, cut out the old one, clean it up with an emery cloth, and then push that new frostproof silcock in from outside and just make that connection starter together. It's a pretty straightforward project, and it really is great. Now, the great thing about our show is we get new samples on different stuff. So
right.
We just saw a variation on a frostproof silcock. And that is, when you look at it on the outside of the house, it just looks like a little flush disc that you can paint to make it look so you don't see anything.
Right.
And then when you want to use it, there's a little blue adapter that sticks onto the end of your hose, and you just push it in and twist, and that makes it activate.
Oh,
so
cool.
Then when you're done,
interesting.
It just looks so clean and beautiful. So you
like
know,
a quick connect.
That's like a quick connect, yeah. So you got to be sure you don't lose the quick connect to activate it. But if you really had the money side of the house, you know, where it was really, you wanted the front of the house to look great, and not see those faucets. It's just beautiful.
So, last question. If you do have the freeze-proof faucet on the house, should you still have that shut-off valve for it?
Do you worry?
Yeah. I'm Italian. Can't help it.
You're a home inspector. You know, if you're going to have a frostproof silcock, live a little.
Yeah.
Leave it so you can run in the cold weather.
What are the chances?
That's right. And if you're in Florida, you don't have to worry.
There you go. Richard Rathui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. I'm going to call you to come to my house.
I'm coming right over.
When it freezes and breaks in February. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great to be here.
All right. Catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.